Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Becky's here, Chris is here, right, guys?
Yeah.
Yes. What's happening, Becky? What have you done?
Well, a couple of days ago, I had an incident with a motorist.
Right. And I need. We didn't have time to talk about this yesterday. It was very busy. We were doing the competition for Big Weekend.
And basically, I need to warn others in case it happens to them, because it caught me unawares.
Okay.
I was walking back from work, and it was dark, and a car pulled out in front of me, and he didn't have his lights on.
Mm.
So I did what I thought was the sign for to turn your lights on, which was...
Oh.
Flashed, like, I just sort of flashed with my hands.
Flashed both hands.
Yeah. And he went, wee! And
his
thumbs up and like, ooh. And I was like, why is he doing that? And then my heart just sank as I realised I'd done the international sign for boob grab.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Because obviously it was like that, flashing,
which
grabbing the boobs.
It's
the same.
Yeah.
So I was completely mortified. He thought his luck was in. And then I had to pass him again as he turned the corner.
And he went, wee!
Well, no, because at that point, he was then mortified because he'd realised that he'd misinterpreted me and at that point switched his lights on, at which point I laughed. But I realised there's a problem, you know, because how else was I meant to tell him?
Well, here's the thing. There are, you know, international signs for a lot of things. For instance, I was in Germany at the weekend. I don't know how to ask for the bill in German.
Oh, so, you know that one. You know.
Well,
that.
Yeah, you just do the sign thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you have to say... as well, even though they don't understand you, because you're doing that with your hand, you're writing on your hand. So that's one. That can't be interpreted as anything else, can it?
No. That one's okay. But there's the one of ring me later, can be interpreted misinterpreted with vote for me.
Well, yeah,
you know, like when you're on the when they're on the contestants are on and they're like...
Ah! Phone hand.
Yeah, phone hand.
On X Factor, vote for me.
Yeah.
Well, my sign language for smoking a cigar while pretending to be a Hollywood movie star, Hollywood movie director the other day.
You shouldn't do that when out.
That could easily be interpreted as something else.
That's amazing.
You were like, what are you doing?
I never know with you.
I'm smoking a cigar.
Oh, no.
You want to be in the movies?
You didn't really do that, did you?
He did, yeah.
Yeah, really did.
Oh, no.
Right. Yeah, that
lovely.
Could easily be something else.
I have the live cams in Carlisle.
So am I. Oh, my God, so am I.
I think there's rules about doing stuff like that.
I think there probably is. So definitely, boob grab is the same as put your lights on.
Yeah.
Right.
Radio 1 Podcast.
So
the international sign language for, excuse me, do you have some ketchup, is also one that can be confused, I think. As is the international sign language for brushing your teeth. Now, there isn't one, is there, Chris, for...
This is what I was thinking. When you're in a club and it's really busy, you really, like, if you want to shout to your mate, where's the toilet?
Yeah.
There isn't a sign for that, is there?
There isn't an international sign for where's the toilet.
Or just an international sign for the toilet.
Yeah. Well, you see, because I was in Dusseldorf at the weekend...
Actually, there might be one.
Oh, Danny from the script is doing one now. You just hold there, do you?
Just and cross your legs.
Okay.
It just looks like a dance move, though.
Yeah, well, he's just doing a dance from one of his videos. I can't do that. So maybe you just go... Well, that's a bit embarrassing, isn't it? Just holding a crotch.
Works
that would
for
suggest,
some people.
That would suggest that you're not going to make it to the toilet, which is something completely... is different. No, because in Dusseldorf, I was like, please, and did the bill thing.
Yeah.
But then I needed to go to the loo, and there isn't one. There needs to be one. We need to make one up.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Danny off the script is here. Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm very, very good.
Good. Thanks for the international sign language for toilet.
For toilet, yeah.
That's good.
It's something I'm well used to, being the lead singer. But give us a break, come on, while I'm singing away, I'm like, you know, I do the whole...
Oh, yeah, what happens if you need a toilet break? I've never thought about that. Midway through a gig, what happens?
You normally have... I think it's all bodily functions actually shut off
right.
when you're doing a show, but beforehand, there's probably... I probably will go about 10 times.
Right.
Yeah, from the time I start to warm up to the time I'm on stage is about, you know...
Apart from you weeing about 10 times, what else do you do to prepare? Do you do a Craig David style hug where everyone like in the room hugs? Because that's what he used to do.
No, I don't. Oh. No, we have a vodka and cranberry a half hour just before we get out. So it just takes the edge off it.
Yeah. And you'll be doing that a big weekend this weekend?
I will indeed, yeah.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
I'm over the moon. I can't wait to come back. We've just spent a number of days over in America promoting over there. And I just love coming back here and doing festival season, you know. It's what a great way to start it off, you know.
Well, it's the kind of first one, really, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly, it is. The big one.
You were in Swindon the last time, big weekend,
mm-hmm, that's
2009.
Right, yeah. That's right, yeah, good memory.
Also on the bill. Do you remember that day? Snow Patrol, N-Dubs, Dizzy Rascal. And Lady Hawk. Yeah. And then you. Remember Lady Hawk, Becky?
You've either got a great memory or you've got a computer in front of you.
No, I looked at it. I did Google it earlier. Yeah. So we've got Gaga this time around.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
What do you think about that?
I think it's going to be brilliant. You know, I haven't got the opportunity to see her performing live yet.
Yeah.
So we actually had to stand in for Lady Gaga, Take That. We supported Take That on their last arena tour. And Lady Gaga wasn't able to make one of the shows, and we were actually coming back from a festival. It could have been a big weekend. And so we ended up, you know, we got the call from Gary Barlow, and he was like, listen, any chance, you know, Gaga can't make it, do you want us to come down? So honestly, we went down and we did it. It was like we literally went down that morning. It was about four or 5 hours. We went straight from the festival.
So you had to go on and go, rah, 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 rah.
No, it was, the Irish version. No joke, if anybody has these pictures, please send them in. I actually walked out on stage with a blonde wig on.
Did
with you? My hand out like this, with a star drawn on my face, because like, everyone was expecting Gaga, but they got me.
But you
unfortunately.
You did do your songs, not hers.
Yeah, thank God.
Thank God for that. It's been weird. We're talking about tour buses earlier because Ollie Murs is on tour at the moment.
Sure.
Are you a fan of the tour bus? I think it must be quite exciting waking up and like, oh, I'm with the rest of my band.
I kind of like tour busing, yeah, I like it. It takes
Do you
a
sleep
bit.
On the bus or you're darling, I'm going to the hotel?
No, I'll sleep on the bus.
Oh, yeah.
I know, you can always spot someone else who spent a long time touring because there's a thing called tube surfing, which is when everybody else on the tube is swaying and going back and forth. There's one guy who's dead centre in the middle, not moving, and is always in the band. He's somehow managed over the past couple of months or whatever to be able to become superhuman enough that those things will not move him. Hence the name, The Man Who Can't Be Moved.
Aha, right. So, are you going to play some new stuff at the big weekend?
Yeah, we got the brand new single, Science and Faith.
We're going to play that.
We're going to debut it.
Okay.
Debut it live.
I'll tell you why we like your songs, Danny, in particular on this show. It's because they're like a little mini series.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
like a soap opera. I don't know if you heard us discuss this before.
No.
I mean, one song kind of leads on to the next. I find
it's a little bit of a TBC.
Yeah,
to be continued.
Are all the stories linked? And the story continues in the next single?
No, not really. I mean, we just kind of tend to write songs about, you know, our own generation, our own kind of age bracket, really.
Yeah.
And I think the main ones that are on everybody's lips are the recession, our love, loss, heartache, heartbreak. And that's what we tend to feel that we write best about, you know.
Hmm. Okay, well, let me just go through this. For instance, let me take The Man That Can't Be Moved, okay?
Yeah.
So it starts off.
Going back to the corner where I first saw you. Gonna camp in my sleeping bag, I'm not gonna move.
So you've taken your sleeping bag.
Yeah.
And you are camping outside where you first met this girl. Which could, what if you met her abroad? Do you just take your sleeping bag to wherever it is? Let's say you met her on holiday, I don't know, in Malia.
In Malaga, yeah. Kind of sitting in the corner of Malaga.
Just with a sleeping bag. Okay, so you're in your sleeping bag, you're waiting in case this happens.
Maybe you'll come back here to the place that beat me. And you'll see me waiting for you on the corner of the street.
You never know, it's unlikely that she will ever turn up. But you're just in your sleeping bag in case she does. Obviously, it's taken a long time for her to come back and the weather's not been great, because here's what happens on the next song, which is Break Even.
I'm still alive, but I'm barely breathing.
Aww.
It's cold. You can hardly breathe. Yeah, well, you would be. If you're waiting on the corner in the sleeping bag for this girl to turn up, you'd be freezing.
Well, it depends on what you have in the sleeping bag.
Well, it does. But eventually she does turn up, but not for long, as we hear in this song.
Grab your suitcase, call a taxi.
So she's just popped back to get her stuff. You're still in your sleeping bag. She comes, gets a suitcase, and then goes off in a taxi.
Gonna stay with friends in London. And that's all I get to know.
So he's still there, freezing in his sleeping bag. She's gone off to London.
Yeah.
What a cow.
Your words, not mine.
But now she's got a terrible coronary problem. Listen.
She's all laid up in bed with a broken heart. While I'm drinking Jack all alone in my local bar.
Okay, so now you've moved from the street in your sleeping bag to the pub.
And I have a terrible drinking problem.
Well, mainly, you are drinking a lot at the moment. I'm a bit worried about it.
But we're going to stop by drinking old cheap bottles of wine. Sit talking up all night. Same things we happened for a while.
Now, if you don't mind me saying, Danny, at this point you don't seem like great company.
Yeah, I'm pretty miserable.
Like, I don't think
misery needs company, though.
Yeah, well, I just don't think you're going to get her back by drinking as much as you are, and certainly not with this attitude from the song Nothing.
Am I better off dead? Am I better off a quitter?
Oh, God.
This is such a great advertisement for the album, man. I got to thank you straight off.
That's right.
Is brilliant.
All the hits and more.
Yeah.
They're all here. So, you're a drunk now on the streets in a sleeping bag.
And my mates are all there trying to calm me down.
Yeah. But what you need to do, I think, is sober up.
As they take me to my local down the street.
Oh, not again.
I'm smiling, but I'm dying, trying not to drag my feet.
Now,
it must be hard to walk in a sleeping bag, to be fair. It's not the easiest, is it?
It's
like the three-legged race.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We need to do that. We need to get two people in a sleeping bag and have a race.
Especially if you're a bit tipsy.
Yeah.
And my mates are all there trying to calm me down. Yes, because you're drunk in a sleeping bag chasing after women.
Now, there is a common problem here, and I think it's the drink. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying.
Look, stop drinking, have a wash, spray some Lynx Africa on.
Get out of the sleeping bag.
Becky, you're a girl, right? Mm. If you split up with somebody and he's in a sleeping bag in a pub...
Jumping down the road, trying to get me.
He hasn't washed for a few days. He's a little bit tipsy. Mm. What would you want him to do next? Is it run around the town shouting your name in public?
Probably not.
Cue next on.
Oh, rubbish.
If you're standing with your suitcase... But you can't step on the train. Everything's the way that you left it. I still haven't slept yet.
That was the wrong one.
It was, yeah. There you go.
There it is. 'Cause I'm shouting your name all along the town. Anyway, you still want to get her back. You haven't slept or had a wash. And I think your lack of sleep has affected your lack of home security.
Yeah.
As we're about to find out.
I'll leave the door on the latch if you ever come back. If you ever come back.
Right, so you've left the door open.
Thank God no one knows where I live.
I know. I hope you've moved.
Keys under the mat, the lights on. All you need to do is, check all the mats around London.
Well, that's not the worst of it. So the door's open, there's a key under the mat, and there's a lion in the hall. Now.
There's a light in the hall.
Oh.
There's a lion in the hall. That's my dog, Pitbull, Lion. His name's Lion.
Yeah, there's a lion in the hall. I wouldn't break in if I were you. Anyway, it's a brilliant story. And should we find out what the next installment is?
Yeah, I feel like it should be a lot more characters. Pat Butcher's going to make an appearance in this. There's going to be loads of different, you know, EastEnders all over, isn't it, really?
They are. Jade in Cardiff. She's like, I'm going to buy the Scripps album now. I liked the soap opera.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
And Richard, packing up his van, says, I'm thinking about heading home for a drunken sleeping bag race now. Thanks, guys. Danny off the Script is here. They're playing Radio 1's Big Weekend in Carlisle this weekend. Now, you've been doing some gigs with Tiny Temper, right?
That's right, yeah. He's done the honour of us supporting us on our Australian tour. We did six or seven dates over there. And we're also doing a big, massive show in Central Park in New York.
Wow.
In a month's time. And he's going to be supporting us at that as well. I wouldn't say it's like special guest, you know.
Yeah.
He came on stage actually in Sydney. And he, you know, obviously Written in the Stars is a massive, massive song for him. And he didn't play it in his set beforehand. So all the crowd were like, what? That's the hit. Why are you not playing it? And we also had this kind of little secret that he's not going to play it in his set. But because we did it in the Radio 1 Live Lounge, why don't we come on? I'll sing the chorus. And he came out and did the rap on it. So I don't know. Do you guys have it here?
Yeah,
here, brilliant.
Yeah. That sounds brilliant.
Yeah, it was loads of fun. You know, yeah. The script is always about doing something different from soap operas. Mm. So we decided to... he just wanted to come out and do it. And we're all about collaborations. I mean, songs like We Cry always have almost like a rap in the verses as well. And we sing the chorus. But who knows? I mean, we might end up doing a collaboration in the future as well. It's definitely
be good.
On the cards, you know, yeah.
Because I've also done that song with him.
Have you, yeah?
Yeah. Like a country version.
Oh, written in stars.
Took me a while to get there.
Miles away.
This is good.
A message to the main.
Well, I don't want you to speak. He sounds nice.
Oh, seasons come and go. But I will never change.
We won't change.
I'm
dirty South.
Yeah, you're listening now. They say they ain't heard nothing like this in a while. That's why they play my song on so many different dials.
Wow, he's done that song with everyone now.
Yeah, he does, yeah. So like, kind of, you've Eric just taken Turner. The edge off the exclusive, really, haven't you?
I'm so sorry.
You've ruined it for everyone, haven't you?
No! listen, have an amazing time at the big
Thanks,
weekend.
Man, appreciate it.
And it's a shame that you and Tyler are on different days, really, because otherwise
you could have
recreated it.
That would have been brilliant, yeah.
Yeah. All right,
maybe, are you going to be there the same day?
I'm there both days,
Bring
yeah.
your guitar.
No. Thank you, Danny.
See you later.
Bye. See you, boy.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Can I tell you about when I was on holiday and I decided to sip on some Patron?
No, you didn't. What is that?
Right, there's a song, a rap song, and all I can remember is it goes, sipping on Patron. And then I heard, it was on TV when I was in America. There was this show on, and there was these ladies going, well, just get some shots of Patron.
It's on quite a lot, isn't it? A lot of sort of American hip-hop.
Yeah, a lot.
Do you do everything American hip-hop artists tell you to do?
Well, here's the thing. I always wanted
I'd stop that now if that was the case.
I always wanted to try it because it's my aim in life to be a little bit more urban than I am.
Okay.
So I decided to sip on some Patron.
Is that why you were wearing those denim cut-offs yesterday?
No.
No?
When did you last see Jay-Z wearing denim cut-offs?
I don't know. I thought you might have got the look slightly wrong.
No, it's just hot, isn't it?
So you're sipping on Patron.
So I was sipping on Patron. And it was horrible. It's tequila, basically.
Oh.
So that didn't go well.
That's gross.
At all. I didn't know because I hate tequila. But they are. I've ticked the box. They are. I've sipped on some Patron.
And when are you getting the Cristal popping? Is that this weekend?
Is that Let's Go Late Night Shopping Cristal popping?
Yeah.
Champagne popping, yeah. But they do say Cristal quite a lot as well, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, yeah. I've never tried that. Is that
this
expensive?
Weekend?
Is that expensive bub?
Yeah. Well, you can sip on bub.
You were sipping on bub last night.
Yeah. Yeah, I was.
Yeah. You've not sipped on some Patron, though, have you?
I had pink champagne last night.
Did you?
Mm, I've never had that before.
Sipping
nice.
On pink bub, is it?
Yeah.
It's 4 days to go until what?
You sip bub with Lady Gaga.
No, until Radio 1's big weekend. Also, 4 days to go until we make our first movie. You know, I came back from Hollywood not just hating the taste of Patron, but also with an idea to be in the movies. To be in the movies.
Don't do the sign.
Oh, no,
don't do the hands.
You want to be in the movies, sweetheart?
Don't do the cigar hand.
Don't do that.
This is I'm smoking my cigar.
No,
doesn't look like
that. I'm
going
to make a movie.
Doesn't look like that.
So this weekend, wherever you are, I want you to get a camera. It doesn't have to be like the best camera. We don't need it in HD, but maybe if your mate's got a better camera than you, then borrow that. And we want you to film whatever you are doing. So obviously, the big weekend is on, but loads of other things are going on. Millions and millions of our listeners will be doing other stuff. They might be listening to the big weekend or watching it on the TV or on their mobile. But other things will be going on. What would your mates be doing this weekend, Chris, for instance? Or an average weekend?
Yeah, probably playing a bit of football.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe having a barbecue. Going.
Yeah, I think a barbecue. I'd like to see some grilled meats in the film.
Yeah. I would like to see that as well.
I don't know why, just a cutaway of some like steaming flame-grilled burgers.
I don't want to see...
Can you imagine it? It's just making me hungry. I think that would be a really good look.
Well, you are the person that once had barbecue for breakfast, lunch, dinner and supper.
That's brilliant.
I realised last time you asked me this that I said barbecue as well, so maybe I need to get some more hobbies rather than just barbecuing.
Apparently sipping on Patron is in Candy Shop and also in a song by T-Pain and Jay-Z, 99 Problems. You see, you can see why I wanted to sip our Patron. I do not want any videos of anyone sipping our Patron for the filming this weekend. So we're making a Radio 1 movie, right? So whatever you are doing this weekend coming, grab a camera and film it. And we'll put the best ones in our movie. We'll tell you how to get it to us and all that a bit later on. But basically, just film what you're doing. And if you want to let me know about what you are going to be doing, then just send me an email, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We're making a movie, sweetheart.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hello?
Hi, Scott.
Hi, who's that?
It's Kate in Thatcham.
Kate in Thatcham, what can I do for you?
Well, we didn't get tickets for the big weekend, so we thought we'd do something equally as exciting.
Mm.
And we're taking our 3.5-year-old daughter to a model village.
Wow. Now, I've seen... Which one is that, please?
It's the one in the Cotswolds. It's not far from Stratford.
I've seen a sign for a model village, and I've always thought, what is that, and kind of, what's the point of it?
I think I'm going to be thinking exactly the same thing after we've left.
So, no, they're amazing.
Are you asking me, is that interesting enough to film for our movie?
Exactly.
Yes.
I could film it on my camera phone, but I'm not sure whether it's interesting enough.
How old's your little one?
She's 3.5.
Oh, that is perfect. Because then we can have, in our movie, Revenge of the Giant Babies.
Brilliant.
Because, well, Becky's more of a model village expert than me.
I love it.
Occurs?
Well, you just feel massive and, like, everyone else is really small.
So it's an actual village, but it's tiny, and then you just look like a giant.
Yeah, and there's, like, normally trains and water features and, like, all the different shops and stuff and, like, a castle. And it just makes you feel huge.
I can't think of a better way to spend my weekend.
I'm going to put a picture on your Facebook of me like a giant in the town and then you can see whether you want it or not.
I'll look at it.
It's never really appealed to me despite seeing the sign quite a few times. But I also get the feeling that you're thinking the same thing, aren't you?
Exactly, yeah.
But apparently...
I'm sure she'll love it.
Well, no, Becky and Chris both think it's absolutely brilliant.
Okay, so it makes up for not coming to the big weekend then.
Yeah, and please do film it because we want Revenge of the Giant Babies.
Okay, brilliant, I will do.
We want like the horror section of the film, right? So make sure you get a good camera and film it and then send it in, all right?
Okay, will do. Thanks, Scott.
Love you, bye.
Okay, love you, bye. Radio
1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now, does anyone know where I was at the weekend? I haven't mentioned it much.
Düsseldorf.
Yes.
Is this the sounds of Düsseldorf?
Actual Germany.
Well, Did you record this while you were there? Just when you were walking about on that?
I know this is stereotypical,
but
however,
it just plays all the time in Germany, doesn't it?
Is this like in the shopping centres and things like that? Is it just pumped out?
Well, after a certain time of night on television, I've noticed, in Germany, all that there is adverts for CDs of music like this and ladies wiggling their boobs.
Wow.
After about midnight, every channel, it's either an ad for a CD of Umpah music or a lady shaking it. After about 11:30, midnight...
It's a shame they can't combine the two.
I would love that.
Because that would be good to wiggle in time with that. They need Arch from Only Wears Essex to do it. I can't do it. I have to move my whole body.
Becky's doing a demonstration. It's kind of weird.
Anyway, I was there for the opening parties of the Eurovision Song Contest, which were happening this weekend.
Are they like the opening parties in Ibiza?
Yeah, but camper.
Okay.
And all the people that are taking part in Eurovision from all the different countries turn up. It's a lot of fun. The semi-finals are on tonight on BBC Three at 8 o'clock with me and Sarah Cox, if you're interested.
Cheap plug. Is that the whole reason we're doing this link?
No.
Just so you could get that in.
A lot of people will love the semi-finals of Eurovision. You get to see if people go through to the final on Saturday on BBC One.
Is this the one where it decides whether Jedward goes through or not?
No, that's Thursday night.
Well, there's an element of quality control in Eurovision. I wasn't aware of this.
You don't understand. Right, do you know how much it costs to put this show on? 35 million euros.
Of which your fee is what, 34 and a half?
Anyway, you know what I do.
So you didn't deny it.
When I'm abroad, I like to watch TV.
Yes.
I mean, I was working, which you'll see tonight. But when I wasn't working, I was watching TV. And can you believe it? What are the chances of this? How lucky am I? I managed to be in Dusseldorf on the night of the final of German Pop Idol.
Oh, good.
I was watching it for hours. I don't speak German, but it was brilliant.
And did you vote?
No, I didn't vote. Oh. I think it's called Deutschland sucht den Superstar.
Germany searches for superstars.
That's it. Yeah. Do you speak German?
A bit.
Do you?
Eine Kleiner.
Amazing. I wish you were there, because you could have been like my in-room translator in my hotel room. But it doesn't matter if I didn't speak German, I was still getting well into it. Mm. The winning song is brilliant. So I was watching it for hours, and it seemed to be a girl and a boy. They obviously were in the final. Mm. Now, I've got some clips here. Are you able to translate?
I'll try.
All right, cool. So here it is, from the final of German Pop Idol.
Für die Statistiker, mit 51,9% aller abgegebenen Anrufe.
Is this the tension bit with the like, and the winner is, like they do on X Factor?
Yeah, he's saying basically for the statos amongst you, the winner with 51.9% of the votes.
That's incredible.
Is. Wow.
Okay. Now this bit, you know they drag it out on X Factor and it's like, come on, just tell us who the winner is.
This was a close one then, if they only won, they've won like 51.9 to whatever, it must have been, yeah.
It goes on, right, it goes on for hours. I think it started about 9 o'clock, it was quite late. It was still on at 11. They were going, and the winner is, for about 2 hours.
Yeah, so it's like the X Factor or something,
but
like, it's like
only
the
really, really long. Then so I fall asleep with the telly on, wake up at about 3 a.m. I'm like, it can't still be on. It was still on. It wasn't. It was just a repeat. What they do is they repeat it after it's finished. People love it so much in Germany, they repeat it straight afterwards.
Well, don't they have like an extra show?
Well, they have the main show, then the extra show, then they just repeat the whole thing again. So it's on for about 10 hours. So you can imagine, I'm waking up, I look at my phone, it's like, 3 a.m, it's still on. But it was just a repeat. Anyway, continue with the translation.
Is that?
That was just
is
people
that some
screaming.
Man whispering to someone? Doesn't matter who. Is there a man and a woman?
Yes.
In the final.
Yeah, it's a boy and a girl.
Okay, and he's saying to her, doesn't matter who wins, you or me.
Oh, okay, cool. Oh, that's sweet.
Wird Superstar der Staffel 8.
Here we go. Come on.
Superstar 2011.
Come on, mate.
Is Pietro Lombardi.
My name.
Were you supporting this guy then?
No, I just heard the song before. I liked it. It's called My Name, it's called. So the boy has won.
Yeah, well, Superstar of Season 8, Superstar 2011 is Pietro Lombardi.
Yes, that's him.
Yeah?
With his song Call My Name. It's quite good, actually.
Das hat's noch nie gegeben bei DSDS, dass sich zwei nach der Verkündung so in den Armen liegen. Pietro Lombardi gewinnt und herzlichen Glückwunsch natürlich an die Zaubermaus, Sarah Engels, ganz knapp dahinter.
I think you agree.
What's going on?
He calls the girl. Is it Sarah?
Don't know.
Sarah Engels calls her a glamour mouse.
Does he?
Maybe that's lost in translation.
Oh, you glamour mouse.
Maybe that's like. I think right. She's quite fit.
She is really fit, yeah.
So he says, "We've never had this before. A German superstar. The two contestants are lying in each other's arms like this after the announcement. Pietro Lombardi's won, and congratulations also to the glamour mouse." Sarah Ingalls,
hang
who
on
just
a second.
Came marginally
behind. How do you know
behind.
This? What is wrong
How
with you?
How do you know this?
You're like a machine.
Well, if
are you
speak
reading
the language, you speak the language.
Have you had this translated already?
No.
You blatantly
Ignore
have.
Ignore the email from the lovely Maria, the PA network, who's translated the whole thing. But
hang on a second.
She's a fraud.
That
hang on.
And I'll just
what do you mean about them lying in each other's arms? Are the two finalists doing it?
Well, yeah, she gave me the inside scoop, which is actually quite exciting.
This is even better.
That these two got together during the show and then got to the final, so it's basically boyfriend and girlfriend fighting to be who's going to be the Deutschland superstar.
No wonder she looked gutted when she lost. And then that's why he was kissing her so much. This all makes sense now.
I imagine if you didn't know that beforehand, you're like, whoa.
No, because there was a couple of times of like, I mean, you obviously, you know, when you're in a situation like that, an emotional situation, you give someone a hug, your other contestant. But there was one point where they went in for tongues. And I was like, this is obviously just what they do
that
in Germany.
I'm trying to think of some two finalists that you really wouldn't want that to happen
with. It didn't happen to
Ollie Mercer
and Joe McKeldry. Yeah. Joe would have liked it, but it didn't happen. That's why now. This is brilliant. See, this is, even though I don't speak a word of German, I was so into it at the weekend.
Yeah.
And as for German Big Brother, which is still on, OMG. Yes.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.